Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As you probably know, there haven't been many white starting cornerbacks in the NFL in a long time. Do you think that'll prevent you from getting that opportunity?
I mean, if they put me out there, I'll be excited to play out there.
Cooper DeJean answered that the best he could. What do you think he's thinking there as he asked that question?
I just like how he framed it. Do you think being white is going to prevent you from having an opportunity? Like sit on that one for a minute. just think about that for a minute. Do you think that being white is going to prevent you from having an opportunity to play?
He answered that the best he could, because if he elaborates, it probably doesn't end up well for him.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It's like, listen. He can play. And like I've said this before, he could be purple. But for you, for you to ask that question, there's so much I could do with that when he said it. I'm not, but it's just like, do you think being white is going to be a hindrance to you? I would have just said, you know what? It's been doing pretty good for me lately. I haven't had any setbacks.
I did play at Iowa. Drafted by the Eagles in the second round of the draft.
Well, it didn't hold Jeff McClain back. I mean,
look at him.
Look at Jeff McClain.
He's a writer and he's a white guy.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's so much. But I'm going to go ahead and, it's one of those things. I guess Jeff thought he was being innovative.
Well, we all talked about it.
In a joking way.
Because hasn't been white corners.
Yeah. But the dude can play. The dude can flat out play, man. And that's all that matters. Yeah, I mean, that's everybody. Everybody on that wheel C train. But I think that he can play. And I think that there's going to be an opportunity for him to be out there on the field.
Also, there's been no indication yet that they view him strictly as a safety. I think that may have come out here in the last few days if that was true. I think they're open to see where he best at. Now, is there a chance he ends up as a safety and we still don't have a white corner? Yeah, I think that's certainly possible. But for now, it seems like they kept saying versatile and corner, nickel, safety. So it seems like he'll play everywhere. The whole thing is just, it went from silly to I think he was a little taken aback by the question. I don't think he expected the white corner question after the draft. Before, it's like, all right, yeah, this hasn't happened in a while. Did you realize that? After the draft, I think he was a little taken aback. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to some winners and losers across the NFL in this weekend's draft. We got to take your phone calls, though, including Herb in the Northeast, because Herb said he talked to Kelly Oubre. Herb?
Yo, Joe, what's happening?
Herb, what's going on? You talked to Oubre?
I talked to Oubre right after the game. He was in his car, and I told him, keep shooting. I says, we got to play better defense. We got to get the rebound. But I'll be honest with you, Joe. I put a lot on the coach, okay? Mm-hmm. Embiid played too many minutes. They should have had Paul Reed and they should have had Bamba. 7-footers out there, Bamba, and put them under there to get the rebounds and whatever else he could do. He's not a bad player. They want to play with what they played with. And you have to use other players on the team. That's why they're losing. They're not putting enough players on the floor. You got to use 10, 11 guys. What's his name? Lowry played, over 40 minutes or whatever? I don't know what the total was. He only gave you 7 points.
Well, he's old now. He's old.
of course, he should be a backup. He shouldn't even be starting. They should have Aubrey actually should be in the backcourt with Tyrese Maxey.
Aubrey?
And then have two big guys and Embiid, whatever. What I want to talk about is, okay, the fan, when you were talking about the tickets and the fans.
What do you think about it? You have any intel on that?
Let me tell you. I was there. I worked all day. I didn't leave till 7 p.m. last night. Mm-hmm. Now, what went on was the Sixers, they never sold out, okay, for the there was a lot of tickets. Nobody bought tickets because of the fact that they were trying. They had to play the play-in game. And after the play-in, once they got out of the play-in game, nobody bought any tickets. That's what happened. So you had all these tickets. All these tickets were available. I ran into a couple of kids from New York, right where my bus was. Mm-hmm. And I said, and it's the first quarter. How come you're not inside the game? I said to him. He said, you know what he says to me? He says, we can't afford the tickets. I said, can't afford the tickets? They're giving them away. I mean, in New York, upper decks were like anywhere from $400,000
or $500,000. What the hell is going on?
Downstairs, people were paying like,
yeah, that's an expensive ticket. Herb, we appreciate it.
Herb got into, he got in a bad spot, man.
Yeah, I think he left whatever he was in or where he was to move to another spot. He's telling us about the tickets.
I was wondering if he was going to elicit his services to Kelly Oubre, who we found out recently needs a driver.
I didn't get a chance to work that in because I was enamored by the fact that Herb had it going on like he did.
So Herb's always got it going on. Man.
I didn't have play Mo Bamba more on my list. I'm going to be honest with you guys. My Joel Embiid excuse bingo, I didn't have Mo Bamba. But I have to say, because we've heard a lot today, Joel Embiid played too many minutes, right? A lot of that. Do you know how many players yesterday? There were four NBA playoff games yesterday, right? The Suns and the Timberwolves, right? Minnesota eliminated Phoenix. You had the Clippers tie the series 2-2 against Dallas yesterday. And then you had Indiana go up 3-1 on Milwaukee. And then obviously the Sixers. Four NBA playoff games. So we're like, oh, Joel, you got to get more rest for Joel Embiid. 15 players in the NBA yesterday played over 40 minutes. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's like three of those players play for the Knicks.
I know. Josh Hart played like 47 out of 48 minutes.
Yeah, Nobi played a lot of minutes too.
So, guys, if the answer
what does that tell
is,
you though?
If the answer is Mo Bamba, the problem it's insurmountable.
This is the bottom line. Now, I understand that a lot of people feel some kind of way about Joel Embiid, but we're talking about, for whatever reason, you're talking about all these other guys on all these other teams that have stepped up. Even if you talk about what the production is. Like, when you look at the Knicks bench, they got 14 points from their bench. That's probably not – they got more points out of their bench the last couple of games they played in than they did the other day. But their starters went out there and they played well. They went out there and they played a lot. That's what's asked of you in the playoffs.
Yes.
So sacrifice, man.
Well, my point is, like, how many guys in the Sixers versus the Knicks do you trust to play 40 points in the playoffs? The Knicks have more guys. They just do.
But we're supposed to have the best player.
Right. But
and the second or third best player.
Ignoring the point. Like, the Knicks have guys that can boost up Brunson when he's not playing as well as he can. We don't have that.
I know, but if I just reverse this, like, let's take it backwards. And I say to you, I'm gonna describe an NBA team. Their best player's hobbled. The best player plays poorly in the fourth quarter. He can't really play 40 minutes. You need the backups to play more. You need the bench to play more. You know what your first thing would be? That team's not winning the title. That's not good enough. That's us. That's who I'm talking about. Mad Mike's up next. What's up, Mike?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey,
we're just trying to get through here, Mike. It's an annual spring tradition.
Why do you let that old man ramble on, just lost and muttering around in a parking lot with a bus? I don't think he's actually a bus driver, but whatever.
Well, he got in some trouble, I think. But he's good now.
Joel Embiid is a loser, and he should be traded away immediately. He stinks. And if the only reason you're keeping him is to sell tickets, then shame on the Sixers. They're never going to get out of purgatory. Joel is never going to lead you to anything. And he's breaking down. And he's in that window where he's no longer the fake MVP. He's just a broken down has-been of what he was.
Harsh, Mike, but I'm not arguing with a lot of this today because he's not playing well enough. I mean, that's it. And, Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Mike and Herb were quite the back-to-back callers. I mean, you get one
that's a lot. One right on one spectrum, and then the other one's on the other spectrum. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to digest.
Herb was – you think Herb was in a tunnel at the end of that, back in his house? What do you think he was? Because the sound effects changed totally.
Yeah, he was probably somewhere dropping somebody off or doing, you know, his job thing and maybe, the phone drop.
Maybe Kelly Oubre was dropping off. Who knows?
Yeah, he needed to probably drop Kelly Oubre off. Yeah.
It's probably better that way for everybody if Herb's the new driver for Kelly Oubre. All right, let's get to some winners and losers here. Then let me hear something Howie said I really liked over the weekend. All right, I got a couple winners and losers from this draft. You want to hear some, Hugh?
What
ready for this? All right. Can we start with a loser?
Who lost?
Well,
I think this is easy.
Well, low-hanging fruit. To deserve this?
Yeah.
Oh, the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. The Cowboys, total loser from this weekend in the NFL draft. They didn't draft a receiver or a running back. Part of the reason they didn't draft a running back, of course, we have this. It's Jerry Jones. I believe he telegraphed their draft plans. So if you notice, you're watching Friday night, right? I think it was a little bit after the Cooper DeJean pick. The Carolina Panthers traded up to draft Jonathan Brooks, the running back out of Texas. And part of the reason that they traded up to get the guy they wanted is, well, Jerry Jones told everyone the Cowboys were going to draft him.
In my 30 years, I thought it was the best interview that I've ever interviewed with a player. He's outstanding. And he's just outstanding. And he's a great football player. We got him high, high, high. And he's a good player.
Show him the board.
Well, I got it out here.
Now, again, everyone, that's before the second round. Imagine if Howie Friday night, right after they draft Quinyon Mitchell, imagine if they asked him about other players you considered, or what'd you think of Cooper DeJean when he came in here? Again, Cooper DeJean was still on the board, and Howie said, best interview I've ever seen. High on the board. They would have never got him in the second round. Hugh, he telegraphed the whole league. He was going to draft him.
Now, you know how I feel.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
About the Dallas Cowboys. But I got to say, man, the last couple of weeks, it just feels like whomever is in Jerry's circle of trust, they kind of set him up for failure, dude. He's had a couple times where he's been out there in public, and he says things that makes one believe. Like, I'm just going to say this, that they need to take his car keys. Like, I know you got in trouble for that last week.
I'll let you say this.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take the heat for you today. But somebody needs – it sounds like at some point somebody's going to take Jerry's car keys, and the people around him are letting him slow burn. Like, this is a slow burn for Jerry because it was that and the fact that he talked about the draft position that before the draft where they were drafting, it made it sound like that's the greatest spot to be in and all this other stuff. Yeah, this is somebody needs to take Jerry Jones' car keys, man.
They had a tough weekend.
Very, very tough.
They don't get the running back they want, but they re-signed Zeke Elliott today, so the Cowboys are living in 2017. So the Cowboys had a rough weekend. I also thought another loser this weekend was Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk Cousins, they sign him, Hugh, and then they draft a quarterback with the 8th pick in the draft.
Yeah.
It's not going to be long until people want to see that kid on the field instead of Kirk.
Yeah, and the people that are most upset, Atlanta fans. I have a lot of friends that were asking me questions about why they drafted a quarterback. And the one thing that I got from it, and a friend of mine that played in the NFL told me that the one thing that Coach Morris didn't want to do was tether his boat to a Kirk Cousins for the long haul. That's why they went out and got a quarterback. But I think the most telling thing about the Atlanta Falcons weekend was the fact that Terry Fontenot was sitting there, and it looked like, I don't know what was being said, but I'm speculating like I always do. It's speculating that Arthur Blank was not happy about the pick because there was a lot of conversation being had back and forth when that pick went down. After that pick went
crazy
down.
Crazy roster management to give that much to a quarterback and draft another one right away with the number 8 pick. All right.
94 WIP breaking news.
Got some breaking news here, Hugh. How about this? According to Andrew Marchand, the sports media critic or writer, reporter, we're going to call him, for The Athletic, we know Jason Kelce's TV destination. Jason Kelce, according to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, is headed to ESPN for a role on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown pregame show.
Congratulations to him, man. I mean, it's only natural. I mean, and that's a nice little trip. That's not a bad trip from here.
Well, you know that trip.
Yeah, that's not a bad little ride, you know, from here to Bristol. You know, and he get to come home and be with his family. That's pretty cool.
So Kelce is going to be part of the pregame show for ESPN's Monday Night Football. So that's where we're going to see him. Next is Jason Kelce. I mean, this was just a matter of the network, right? We all knew he was going to be on TV. Some speculated Amazon. This morning, there were a couple changes with CBS's Sunday show with Boomer Esiason out and Phil Simms out. So people thought maybe CBS.
Oh, Phil was out too?
Phil's out too. I saw that during the course of our show. So, So all the networks are changed. And this is... I felt this was coming, aside from the Kelce thank you, because the networks, I'll use the word stale. They got a little stale. Like,
well, it's a little older.
Yeah, right.
And like, it's a changing of the guard.
Yes.
You know, and we live in a social media era, I should say. And there's a lot of guys who have strong social media backgrounds and social media backing. And it's a thing that people like now.
I just think like the booths they put together 20, 25 years ago.
It was strong.
Yeah, but now.
It's changed.
It's time to change. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against like, and Boomer still does his talk show in New York. It's just like, I get it. I get why these networks are changing it over. And a lot of the recently retired guys are going to be
there. He had a nice run, man. And you know, it's like anything else, man. You can only do it for so long. Somebody's always looking to take your job.
I wonder who he's going to end up being on the panel. So currently, ESPN's Monday Night Countdown is hosted by Scott Van Pelt, and Marcus Spears and Ryan Clark are with him. I think Kelce might be replacing RG3, because RG3 was on that last year.
RG3 is blowing up. I don't know about that. I think they're just probably going to
add another person.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to add, because that's a pretty good group, man. I don't really watch it that much. And, you know, RG3 brings something unique to the table. I don't think they're gonna take him off of that show. So I would say he'll be another piece.
I'll tell you what, the Spears, Ryan Clark, Kelce group, that's
now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.